By all reports, last Thursday's first International Hummingbird Day was everything its proponents wanted it to be. It was billed as a day to celebrate the joy and unique beauty of these exciting birds. This time of year, we're told almost everyone in North America has a good chance of spotting hummingbirds. But commentator Bill Harley has been frustrated in his efforts to court the tiny creatures.
I don't want to be too bitter or petty about this, but my neighbors have stolen my hummingbirds, and I want them back. Someone gave us a hummingbird feeder. You've seen them. They are red. Hummingbirds are attracted to red, assuming it to be flowers and not polystyrene. They are also attracted to sugar. Who isn't? Central to the success of the hummingbird feeder is the nectar, which is included in the hummingbird feeder package. The nectar is really sugar and red food coloring to be mixed with tap water. I know this because I mixed up a glass and tasted it, wondering what it was that hummingbirds liked. "This is just red sugar water," I said to my wife. "I know," she said. "But that's stupid. You can make this stuff with food coloring. So go ahead." "Well, I don't think it's good for the hummingbirds to just drink red sugar water," she said. "It's what they like." I said, "Well, our kids like chocolate bars and we don't have a candy bar dispenser in the house. How can they live on sugar?" "How can they beat their wings 60 times a second?" she asked. I suggested that they beat their wings that fast because they had too much sugar. My wife, overcome by my logic, left the room. I did not hang the hummingbird feeder out at first because I was sure that there were no hummingbirds around. Then, hummingbirds appeared at my empty bird feeder. Not the hummingbird feeder, but another one that holds sunflower seeds. "Look! Hummingbirds at the bird feeder," I squealed. "They want some more sunflower seeds." "No," said my son. "They don't eat sunflower seeds, Dad. They like red sugar water. Can I have a candy bar?" I said, "Well, what are they doing at the bird feeder?" "The bird feeder is red, Dad." We had hummingbirds. They were attracted to the red plastic of the old feeder. I got out the hummingbird feeder. All they needed was sugar. I mixed up the nectar. I wondered if they wanted it on ice with a little rum. I set it out in the same place as the conventional feeder, but the hummingbirds had left. I sat and watched. They did not return. I waited. Where were they? It said they might feed every 20 minutes, and I watched for days. The instructions said to change the water every 4 days, and when I went to do so, I found out why. I didn't need to add the rum. The sugar water had fermented. Don't ask me how I know. You can figure it out. The feeder was completely filled with ants. The ants that weren't drowned were drunk, staggering around. They had found the red alcohol and couldn't even find their way back to tell their buddies about it. There is nothing worse than a drunk, asocial ant staggering around on a red piece of plastic designed to attract hummingbirds. Our neighbor's daughter came over. "How do you like our hummingbird feeders?" I said. "We're still waiting for the hummingbirds to come, but I know they're around here somewhere." "We have a feeder, too," she said. "The hummingbirds are all over at our house." "But those are my hummingbirds," I said. "We make a special solution with sugar and red food coloring," she said. "Can I have a candy bar?" I changed the water. No hummingbirds, more ants. The hummingbirds are still over there at her feeder. I still have some of those little packets of nectar, but I don't use them in my red plastic ant trap anymore. They're pretty handy on a hot summer afternoon with a splash of rum. The rum keeps my arms from flapping 60 times a second.
Singer and songwriter Bill Harley lives in Seekonk, Massachusetts.